the Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
I was trying to figure out how best to underscore what life is like up here on Lake Wissota in Chippewa Falls. And maybe some folks would be like, well, how do we know that? Because, you know, you're probably locked in your in a studio in your home. And, you know, what would really underscore it? I tried earlier with the pint glass here from Line and Kugel Summer Shandy. And I really now wish I would have set up my studio with in the basement bar, because of course this is a Northern Wisconsin home. So yes, of course there's a basement bar where there are, I'm not even sure how many of these glasses, but Brian, I figured this would be a good pop quiz. I have glasses for so many Line and Kugel's brands over the years. Of course, Liney's, Liney's Light, Summer Shandy here, Honey Vice would be an easy one. You want to take a guess at some of the other Liney's flavors over the years, the glasses that I have in the basement? Then I'll go take a picture and I'll put it up after the show so you can see it.
Are we looking at a quantity, or are you trying to talk about names?
Just names. If you remember any of the other Liney's flavors over the years.
I remember the red. I like drinking the red.
Oh, see, now you took, that was the big one. It was Liney's red. That is still my favorite, and I am still pining. Listen to me, Jake. Listen to me, Dick. Listen to me, John, Liney's brothers. Bring back Liney's Red. It was my favorite, and I can't believe it's been gone all these years. So you get huge bonus points mentioning Liney's Red.
I'm a huge Red drinker also, and I got to tell you, there's a lot of craft beer out there. They went all the way to make Goes a thing now, and they're making sours now and all this other stuff. But basically every other craft beer has done everything besides make Reds. And Liney's can go and jump in and pull in the red market. I'm telling you.
Do it, guys. Do it. So let's see. There was Maple Vice. I don't know if there's Honey Vice. I don't know if a lot of people remember Maple Vice. And it was pretty early in we moved to Chippewa Falls in 1995 and got to meet the Line and Kugel's boys and some others, including one of their marketing or creative folks or whatever. And at that point, it was shortly after Maple Vice had been discontinued. And I recall my wife saying to one of the people there, yeah, that one, I really did not like the Maple Vice. And the guy was like, yeah, that was my idea.
And I can't get that song stuck out of my head.
Which one's? Oh.
Edelweiss.
No. This was,
it's
this
already
was
in my head.
Vice,
it's already happening to
and it
me
did,
right
it
now.
Did tremendous disservice to the song. Yes. Let's see. I'm trying to, now some of the newer ones I don't have the glasses for, the Snowdrift Vanilla, the Chocolate Dunkel. I've never been a Bock beer person. They've got a Toasted Bock that's out now. But the porters I've enjoyed. I don't know, Brian, if you've got, you're already kindred spirits for liking the red,
yeah,
but
I'm a fan.
What
of
are your
a porter.
Types that you like?
I like a porter. It's funny because I like a dark beer, but I don't like a stout. And because I like the lightness. Like I like a black lager. I'm a huge fan of Kostritzer by myself, but I like a toasted feel to it, but I also like a lighter taste to it, like a session beer type of thing. Although stout itself can be a session beer, and actually a stout is usually around the same caloric intake as a Miller Lite, by the way. But you know, a porter drinks tastes heavy but drinks light as well. I like those.
Yeah, I found myself surprisingly happy with the Canoe Paddle Kolsch, which I'm probably saying wrong, but a good one. Northwoods Amber, you know, I was so on. But now, of course, I've got to go downstairs and at some point and dust off some of the glasses that have to be brought back up, because why are you buying those glasses if they're just going to sit behind the bar? We haven't had a gathering at our basement bar since I don't know when. Oh my God, it's been so long, and that was even, you know, pre-COVID. We're not as fun as we used to be when we were young.
Well, now you have a calling.
Maybe I should just put a date out and put my address out there, and let's just have everybody come on over and let's do this. The first basement party that we ever had to christen our basement bar, I didn't even get to go to. We had planned it. It was going to be for New Year's Eve, whatever year it was, 98. Going into 99, I think. I didn't even get to go because a couple of days before that, I was anchoring the news to TV 13, and Bob Gallagher, who was doing the sports at the time and is now the news anchor, Channel 13, says to me, you know, the Badgers are in the Rose Bowl. Do you want to come along with me? We'll cover the Badgers on, you know, New Year's Eve, and then we'll fly up to San Francisco, and the Packers playoff game against the 49ers is the next day. I'm like, well, sign me up. To this day, I think I still owe my wife a debt for having to do the entire party, you know, and have all those folks over and entertain them and set up and clean up without me. Or maybe it was a better party for my not being there. But the noteworthy punctuation mark on that weekend was not just planning a house party and then missing it and not going, just going to see the Badgers win the Rose Bowl. But the next day, some of you will remember how that game ended for the Packers. Terrell Owens and the catch right there on the goal line at the end of the game. And I was standing right there on the goal line with the microphone plugged into the back of Bob Gallagher's camera. And Bob was very clear about the instructions here. He's like, we're going to be right here. We're going to see what happens at the end of the game. And then as soon as the game ends, we run to the center of the field so that you can get the microphone in for the little scrum afterwards, you know, where they all shake hands and everything, you know, the coaches shake hands and what have you. And I thought, okay, I can do that. So I'm holding on to the microphone. We're standing at the goal line. Terrell Owens catches the ball. The Packers lose. And I am shocked. I am dumbfounded. And I am yanked out of my pants almost because Bob took off running, but I did not. And so, like a dog on a leash that wasn't expecting it, I'm suddenly stumbling and bumbling around the 10, the 15, the 20. I finally get back on my feet about the 25 and I'm able to then get to the, you know, middle of the field. But I was so caught up in being a fan at that moment that, you know, I almost missed out on a very important part of my job, which would have really, if I'd have failed Bob and failed my wife for the house party that I didn't get to be a part of, it really would have been a dark weekend. Instead, I've got a great story that I get to share on the radio. Profane Ronnie, it says here, is on the line. So, you know, these are things that I wasn't told about. There was no instruction manual for this. It was turn on a microphone and yodel for a while. So I get a note that says, talk to Profane Ronnie. Hey, good luck with that, Pat. All right, Ronnie. Hello. How are you?
Hi. Good. Good, good. Hey, I got to get in on this beer talk because I love to drink, but I'm a lightweight. So I always drink light beers. So all these crafty craft light and Kugels things that you're talking about, it's just like way too much, except they discontinued my favorite. And I'm really mad about it. I used to drink Line and Kugel's Grapefruit Shandy, and I loved it. It was light, and it was crisp. It was a perfect summer beer, and they took it away. And I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. And now they come out with peach. Well, who cares about peach? I want the grapefruit back. So, yeah, you're not the only one missing one of their flavors. I am, too.
I appreciate that, Ronnie. I shouldn't ask why she's called that, so I'm just going to let it go. Just don't, because
she's now a congratulated and fantastic, wonderful person. She gives the best hugs, and she's a now retired postal worker. So you can completely understand the Profane Ronnie. No, she's
awesome. now it makes total sense.
No,
yes.
she also is very, very passionate, and sometimes gets carried away even if she's on the air, and most of it is because of passion and not because of you know, any sort
not because of any ill intent.
Yes, okay. Exactly. She's fantastic.
Gotcha. I would love to meet somebody friendly that way from as a postal worker, because for some reason, one of the postal workers here in Chippewa Falls apparently some people just aren't going to like you. I don't know why it is. You know, maybe it's something I did. Maybe it's just she's a Republican, I'm a Democrat. I don't know. But there's very few people that I will give the stink eye to. But one that I will, and this happened at the post office one time, is when something comes to, you know, $20.01. Then they go, or you know, night or 1901, whatever it was, and you give them the 20, and she counts out and gives you back 99 cents. And I'm sorry, that is a middle finger to your customer. If you're giving them 99 cents back, even 98 or 97, look, if it's 95, you know, you're going to give them back 95 cents. That's fine. But, you know, if you're really thinking you're going to get in trouble because your cash drawer is off by a penny, then, you know, then we got to have a talk. But
this is semi the government we're talking about.
Well, yeah, again, it's not like they're going to miss it. You know, this is we're paying state legislators $50,000 a year to stay home. So I think you can spare the penny. But I'm glad to hear that about Ronnie. And I'm glad to hear that we are able to, you know, share what it is we do and don't like about our favorite adult beverages. And this is all, I hope, going to not get me in bad stead with Mr. Bangstead, because we do that Up North podcast every week, brought to you by the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack. But, you know, Kirk is nice enough to know that I'm always either with a bottle of a Liney's product or a brandy old fashioned, or, and here, this will get me in trouble, we'll switch from beer to other beverages, my old fashions are now made with bourbon. Because they're just better. There, what? I said it. Kick me out of Wisconsin. But my brandy old fashions are better with bourbon. You know, specifically Knob Creek. But I will take some other type as well.
Yeah, I just had a Knob Creek does not mess around. So, also they're supercharged too.
Oh, are they? Are they ever? Which, you know, is an entirely different radio show that we probably have to put on a streaming service and not put your broadcast license in jeopardy. But yeah, you know, it packs a bit of a punch. But it is still to this day something that I think we're still all at a loss to understand is how is it that brandy got to be the state drink essentially when it comes to old fashions, because it's not like any name brand brandy is made here. You know, Korbel is the big one, that's not based here, but it does lead to my brush with Korbel fame comes from, again, my time living in Milwaukee, where I was for a time the traffic director of the billboard company down there. At the time it was called Patrick Media Group. I don't know what it's called down there now, but it was my job to pick out the billboards for various clients and then to pick up those national clients at the airport. They were usually cigarette companies, you know, back in the day. This was, you know, 1990, and drive them around all their billboards and see what they thought of them. And so I would have to pick up the Korbel brandy guy, and boy, had he perfected the good cop, bad cop thing, where if he saw a billboard location he didn't like, man, he's just riding you. But, you know, he knew that he was going to get his way. And then, you know, he loved when you accommodated him. And so I was part of the reason you saw all the good Korbel billboards around Milwaukee at the time. Jim Bob from Daleyville is on the line. Hello, Jim Bob.
Ken Bob, like Barbie and Ken.
Ken Bob. Okay. My apologies. Yeah. I don't have my readers on. I didn't think I'd need them today. Ken Bob, how are you?
I'm pretty good. It's Friday. I just want to defend the poor postal workers, because I used to have a business in Blue Mounds, Wisconsin, and we had to walk down to the post office to get our mail, so I was in there a lot. And we used to have a little penny jar there, so that if you had an, you know, you needed a penny, you could pull it.
Do we lose them? Oh, no.
We lost them, but I agree. That's why they all have the dish.
Yes. And look, we get that it's kind of faith-based, you know, that nobody's going to take like 12 cents out of it if they need it, because you shouldn't need 12 cents. At that point, you're going to get the change back. But it was the post office, a couple of post offices. It never happens at Quick Trip, you know, for me. It does happen every time at Walgreens. So if I ever meet Mr. Walgreen, we're going to have some words about that. But Ken Bob, I'm sorry that we missed you as it was. But again, if I were to have the opportunity, I would not give you 99 cents. You'd get my dollar. We'll be back.
I drink and I know things.
Drink it.
Never ask a Navy man if you'll have another drink.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.